Garbage has to be the poem of our time because garbage is spiritual, believable enough to get our attention, getting in the way, piling up, stinking, turning brooks brownish and creamy white. What else deflects us from the errors of our illusionary ways? Not a temptation to trashlessness, that's too far off in any way, unimaginable, unrealistic. I'm a hole puncher or hole plugger. Stick a finger in the dame. Damn, dyke. Hold back the issue of creativity's flood, the forthcoming, futuristic, the origins feeding trash. Down by I-95 in Florida, where flatlands oceaned and Gulf Flat, mounds of disposal rise. For if you dug something up to make room for something to put in, what about the something dug up, as with graves? The garbage trucks crawl as if in obeisance, as if up ziggurats toward the high places goals and garbage keep alive, offering to the gods of garbage, of retribution, of realistic expectation, the deities of unpleasant necessities. Refined, young earthworms, drowned up in macadam pools by spring rains, moisten out white in a day or so, and, round spots, look like sputum or creamy rich broken up cold clams. If this is not the best poem of the century, can it be about the worst poem of the century? It comes, at least, toward the end, so a long tracing of bad stuff can swell under its measure. But there on the heights, a small smoke wafts, the sacrificial bounty day and night to layer the sky brown, shut us in as into a lidded kettle, the everlasting flame these acres deep of tendons keep, a free offering of a crippled plastic chair, a played-out sports outfit, a hill mina print stained with jelly. How to write this poem? Should it be short, a small popping of duplexes, or long hunting wide, coming home late, losing the trail and recovering it? Should it act itself out, illustrations, examples, colors, clothes, or intensify reductively into statement? Bones any corpus would do to surround, or should it be nothing at all unless it finds itself? The poem, which is about the pre-Socratic idea of the dispositional axis from stone to wind, wind to stone, with my elaborations, if any, is complete before it begins. So I needn't myself hurry into brevity, though a weary reader might briefly be done. The axis will be clear enough daubed here and there with a little ink or find out into every shade and form of its revelation. This is a scientific poem, asserting that nature models values, that we have invented little, copied, reflections of possibilities already here. This where we came to and how we came. A priestly director behind the black chuffing dozer leans the gleanings and reads the birds. Millions of loners circling a common height, alighting to the meaty streaks and puffy muffins, puffins. There is a mound, too, in the poet's mind. Dead language is hauled off to and burned down on. The energy held and shaped into new turns and clusters. The mind strengthened by what it strengthens. For where but in the very asshole of come down is redemption. As where but brought low, where but in the grief of failure, loss, error, do we discern the savage afflictions that turn us around? Where but in the arrangements love crawls us through. Not a thing left in our self-display unhumiliated do we find the sweet seed of new roots. But we are natural. Nature, not we, gave rise to us. We are not, though natural, divorced from higher, finer configurations. Tissues and holograms of energy circulate us and seek and find representations of themselves outside us, so that we can participate in celebrations high and know reaches of feeling and sight and thought that penetrate, really penetrate, far, far beyond these our wet cells, right on up past our stories, the planets, moons, and other bodies locally to the other end of the pole, where matter's forms diffuse in energy, loses all means to express itself, except as spirit. There, oh yes, in the abiding where mind but nothing else abides, the eternal, until it turns into another pear or sunfish, that momentary glint in the fisheye having been there so long, coming and going, its eternity's glint. It all wraps back round, into and out of form, palpable and impalpable, and in one phase, the one of grief and love, we know the other, where everlastingness comes to sway, okay and smooth, the heaven we mostly want, though in this jet-hoveled hell back, heaven's daunting asshole, one must write and rewrite till one writes it right. If I'm in touch, she said, then I've got an edge. What the hell kind of talk is that? I can't believe. I'm merely an old person whose mother is dead, whose father is gone, and many of whose friends and associates have wended away to the ground, which is only heavy wind, or to ashes, a lighter breeze. But it was all quite frankly to be expected and not looked forward to, Even old trees, I remember some of them, where they used to stand, pictures taken by some of them, and old dogs, especially one imperial black one, quad dogs with their hierarchies, another archy, one succeeding another, the barking and romping, sliding away like slides from a projector. What were they then that are what they are now?